Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Good morning. It's good to see everybody. I was just thinking, I'm so glad we have that little bumper before I come up here because I need that moment to collect myself after that incredible worship set. I'm over here. I'm like still wiping tears from my eyes this morning. If you don't know me, my name is April Colquitt, and I'm our children's pastor here at Wellspring. I've been on staff here. Thank you. I've been on staff here for several years now, and we are wrapping up the best summer ever. Can you guys believe it is July 31st? I mean, parents, it is coming like a freight train now. School year is about to start, and I don't know if you're ready, but I'm not really ready. I love summer, and so, but I'm excited to wrap up this Best Summer Ever series. I got to kick off this series back at the end of May, and so it's kind of cool that I'm getting to wrap us up today, and I'm really, really excited about what we're going to talk about today. I will go ahead and tell you that I will probably not get through it without a couple of tears. So if you're a sympathy crier, you might want to go ahead and get your tissues out, okay? And I apologize in advance. But I'm so passionate about what we're talking about. It is a good thing that we have barbecue and ice cream after this because I might go a little long today. You guys might get hungry. I'm going to do my best to get us out of here on time. But I want you to think for just a minute about the value of good start. Have you ever thought about the value of a good start? No matter what it is we're trying to do, a good start has a lot to do with how we succeed, has a lot to do with how we finish. And there are lots of different examples of this. Anybody in here a NASCAR fan? Any NASCAR fans? I've got a few. Okay, if you really want to know about NASCAR, ask TJ's son Anderson, because he is an A-plus expert on NASCAR. But when Eric and I first started dating, he watched a lot of NASCAR, which meant that I watched a lot of NASCAR because I had to try to impress him and at least learn a little bit about it. And so if you don't know much about NASCAR, they do something called qualifying laps. They do a lap to qualify to see what position they will start the real race. And the better their starting position, the more likely that they will finish well. It has a lot to do with how they finish the race based on how they start the race. Sprinters, it's very much the same thing. A sprinter's down in the blocks, they're ready to go, but if they miss the starting signal by even a millisecond, their race could be over before it's ever even started. A lot of you probably know about NASA. NASA has a space shuttle launch program. You've probably heard about it. Have you ever thought about what it takes to launch a space shuttle? Have you ever thought about what goes into that moment? You've probably seen videos and pictures a lot like this. But have you really ever thought about the planning and all the preparation that has to go into this moment that the launch actually takes place? I did some reading, and it probably won't surprise you to know that it's pretty extensive. It's a very extensive process to get a launch, to get a shuttle ready to launch into outer space. This happens to be the Space Shuttle Atlantis, and the Space Shuttle Atlantis made its 33rd final mission to space in 2011. On July 8th of 2011, Space Shuttle Atlantis made its final launch into space. Previous to that, it had been to outer space 32 times, but it still had to undergo this whole year of testing and inspections to get it ready for its final launch and mission. One month before Space Shuttle Atlantis would launch, they moved it onto the launch pad on May 31st, where it underwent more testing, extensive tests. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of items had to be checked off. At T-minus 43 hours, 2 days before the shuttle launched, it was nothing but inspections and tests. Hundreds of items to check off, and that final checklist had to be checked off by 23 different people. Now, the reason that they had to be so precise and so perfect for that launch moment was because of these people right here. There were people on board the Space Shuttle Atlantis. It wasn't just about the equipment or the mission that they had planned. It wasn't just all the billions of dollars that had been spent. It was about these people's lives. Lives were at stake when that shuttle was launched into space. And so it wasn't okay for it to just be good. It had to be perfect. It had to be absolutely perfect in that moment. And up until that point, you might know, unfortunately, there have been times when NASA made mistakes and lives were lost, when things didn't go as planned. And so they tweaked their systems, they made some adjustments, and they did everything they could to ensure a successful launch. Because, as you might imagine, when lives hang, good isn't good enough. Can we go to that slide? Good isn't good enough when lives hang in the balance. Think about if you were on that space shuttle. If you or someone you knew were on that space shuttle, do you want a good enough preparation for launch day? Or do you want the best preparation for launch day? If you or someone you know is going to space, do you want good enough? I bet somewhere along the way, somebody said, hey, this system's probably good enough now. We don't have to check this one again, right? And the answer is, yes, we do. Yes, because good isn't good enough when lives hang in the balance. I bet none of you are going to space anytime soon. If you are, never mind. I was gonna say take me with you, but I don't think I actually wanna go to outer space because my life hangs in the balance. None of us are going to space anytime soon, but what if you were gonna have an operation? You want a good doctor? You want the very best doctor they have? Do you want the nurse to walk into the room prior to your operation and say, our best doctor wasn't available today, but we've got this guy and he's pretty good? You would be like, no! I'll postpone this operation until you can get me the best. Because when lives hang in the balance, only the best will do. Only the best will do. Everybody universally understands this. We just inherently know that when it comes down to a life and death situation, we will not settle for anything less than the best. And you're wondering, what does this have to do with anything? Why are we talking about missions to space? We're not going on a mission to space today, but we are on a mission. Wellspring Church is on a mission. We exist for one reason and one reason only. We exist to see those far from God become passionate followers of Jesus Christ. Everything that we do here revolves around this mission. Everything that we do is aimed at this right here because we believe that a life connected to Jesus and to his church is the absolute best life possible. It's not just good, it's better than good. A life connected to Jesus and to his church is the best life possible. And so everything that we do here at Wellspring is aimed at this, at helping those who are far from God become passionate followers of Jesus Christ. And so we do everything that we can to reach as many people as possible, and we want to be as effective as possible, which means that while we want to reach everyone, we focus our attention on where it will have the greatest impact. That means because we believe that life with Jesus is the best life possible, we want to help people start a relationship with Jesus. We want to focus on the start of that relationship. And because we believe that life with Jesus is the best life possible, we put an intense focus on the start of life. We understand that the easiest point of entry for anything, for learning anything, is in the earliest years of life. So at Wellspring, we put an intense focus on the early years of life, from birth through high school, through graduation from high school. This is why early interventionists, this is why childhood specialists tell us to do things like start reading to our children from the earliest age possible, even in infancy, even in utero. It's why doctors tell us to get good prenatal care and pediatric care because they know, and they want us to know, that the earlier we start, the better off it will be. The more successful it will be. And this is not a nuanced idea, is it? It's pretty universal. Every parent, every decent parent, pretty much knows and understands that early intervention is necessary. We want to give our kids the absolute best start in life. We don't want to settle for less. We want them to have every opportunity, every advantage they can at having a successful, happy life. We'll do whatever we can to make that possible. This is why we do things like ask our friends who's the best pediatrician to use. It's why we research the best car seats and the best baby formula. It's why we sign them up for sports when they're 3 years old, because we know the sooner they start those skills, the better they're going to be at it. It's why we decide where we're going to live based on the school system we want our children to go to, right? Because we want them in the best schools available. Listen, I once spent all night long in my car, in a parking lot without access to a bathroom, by the way, because I was determined to get my daughter into the preschool that I thought was going to be the best preschool for her. Isn't that crazy? Before you point your fingers at me and laugh, some of you were there with me, okay? Some of you were there. There is little to nothing we won't do for our kids. When it comes to our children, we want them to have the best start possible. Every parent in this room, every educator, every coach, every person raising children, foster parents, grandparents, you all agree with me on this. You would agree that a best start is crucial at giving our kids a successful and happy life. And we're all in on this idea. We're all in on the approach of giving our kids early intervention, the best start possible when it comes to their education. We're all in on early intervention when it comes to giving our children the best health care and the best physical needs, best care for their physical needs. Maybe even we're all in on their social development. We'll do everything they can to make sure they get in the right preschools and start developing friends early, getting in team sports. But when it comes to spiritual development of children, all of a sudden, our approach wavers. Have you ever thought about that? When it comes to making sure that we do everything possible to give our children the best start possible at a life that includes Jesus and his church, all of a sudden, we take a step back and we hesitate. Because we worry maybe that we're forcing beliefs on our children. Or we worry that if we teach them too much about God or bring them to church too much, it might push them away from God. And we believe, we convince ourselves that faith can wait, that there are other things right now that matter more than their relationship with Jesus. We convince ourselves that faith can wait. Do you know that statistics would disagree with that? Do you know two-thirds of all adults who are Christians who claim to have an active relationship with Jesus, two-thirds believed in Jesus and began a relationship with him before the age of 18 years old? Two-thirds. Do you know of that two-thirds, 48%, almost half, began their relationship with Jesus before the age of 12? But when it comes to prioritizing the faith of our kids, we hesitate and we step back. And I just want us to take some time today to consider why we do that and determine if that really is best. Because actually, God says it's not. Do you know the idea of a good start? The idea of early intervention didn't come from scientists and childhood specialists. The idea of early intervention started with God. That was God's idea. And he teaches us in his word about the value and the importance of a good start. It's found in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a collection of wisdom and advice that's paired with a promise from God. It's written by a man named Solomon. You might have heard of Solomon. He was the son of King David, and he later became king over Israel. And Solomon was given the gift of wisdom by God. God granted him the gift of wisdom. wisdom, and he recorded God's wisdom for us in a book called Proverbs. And Proverbs is full of wisdom about all kinds of things, but it actually has a lot to say about wisdom as it relates to children. And I don't know about you, but as a parent, I am always looking for wisdom when it comes to my kids. Somebody please tell me what to do with these people. Somebody please help me know how to parent these three aliens that live in my house. And believe it or not, God has wisdom for us when it comes to our children. Look at what he says in Proverbs 22. He says, start children off on the way they should go. There it is. Start. Early intervention. Start them well. It's God's idea first. But it begs the question, the way they should go, what is the way they should go? Which way is that? Because there's a lot of different directions that we could go, right? This way, that way, that way, that way, that way, that way. Which way is the way that we should start them? If you're a Christian and you've chosen to make Jesus the leader of your life, there's only one way to go. Jesus. The way to go is towards Jesus. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, I am the way. So the way to go is towards Jesus. If he is the leader of our life, he's the way that we should start our children off. And if you are new to faith, or you're just checking out God and Jesus and trying to understand the truth of the Bible, starting your children on a path to Jesus is probably pretty overwhelming for you. And I completely get that. But even for those of us who are already following Jesus, this could be a little bit confusing. I mean, I've been a Christian for a very long time. I work in full-time Christian ministry. As Trey says, I'm a professional Christian. I don't feel like it most days because I'm not perfect. And I stumble and I mess up. And when it comes to following Jesus' way, sometimes it's difficult. So how in the world am I supposed to know how to start my children well on the way to Jesus? And I've got news for you. Unfortunately, it gets a little bit more complicated than that. Because when God says, start children off on the way they should go, what this actually means, the way they should go on the way, the literal translation of this verse from the original language actually means something more like, according to their way, in a way that is best for them, which means starting children off on the way isn't just directional, it's personal. It's personal. That means we're supposed to think of what is best for their needs, their little personalities, their development, their age, their learning style. I mean, that's pretty overwhelming, isn't it? To think of starting children off in a way that's personal to them. I don't know how many of you have spent much time around children, but I have. I have three children of my own, and you probably know as well as I do that what works for some children doesn't necessarily work for other children. I could say to my three children tomorrow morning, clean your room today. And when I come home from work, one of them will probably have done it. One of them will probably have done it because she thrives off of a to-do list. But I know another one of them who most certainly will not have done it because he needs very specific directions and very specific outlines that leaves no room for interpretation. I could come home and his room will not be clean. He'll say, well, I was planning to do it tonight at 11 o'clock. And that's not bad. He just has different needs. But when it comes to giving personal spiritual instruction to our kids, that can be pretty overwhelming. If we think we have to do it alone, it can be pretty overwhelming to give personal spiritual instruction to our children if we think we're doing it alone. Listen, if I thought that it was up to Eric and I to teach our children algebra, they would most certainly fail. They would most certainly fail. Fortunately, we have an incredible group of educators at Myrtle Beach who are great at teaching our children algebra, and all we have to do as parents is come alongside our kids and support them and cheer them on and remind them to do their homework and study and maybe get them a tutor sometimes. teaching our children personal, spiritual development, faith, knowledge about Jesus can be pretty overwhelming if we think we have to do it on our own, but we don't. And that is where we come in. That is where Wellspring Church comes into the picture for parents. Because it is our role and our heart to help parents give their children the best start possible at beginning a relationship with Jesus and helping them fall in love with him. That is why we are here. Our mission is to help those who are far from God become passionate followers of Jesus, and that includes your children. Our job as Wellspring Church is this: to partner with parents. That means that we come alongside parents to support you, to encourage you, to cheer you on in your endeavor to give your children the best start possible. It also means that we give you tools and resources and environments that help start your children off on the best path possible to discovering and falling in love with Jesus. And we do that through something that we call family ministries. Family ministries is the way that we partner with parents to give every child possible, as many children as we can, the best start possible at a relationship with Jesus, at beginning faith with him, because we believe that is the best life possible. And so family ministry is broken down into two main categories, if you will, two areas. One of them is Wellspring Kids. Wellspring Kids is going on right now. It happens on Sunday mornings. It is for children who are preschool and elementary age. Preschool being birth through 4K and elementary being kindergarten through fifth grade. Wellspring Kids exist for one reason, and it is to create environments that help children discover that life with Jesus is best. Our goal is to partner with parents to help give kids the best start possible at discovering and falling in love with Jesus. And we don't stop at elementary school because we have something else called Wellspring Students. And Wellspring Students is specifically designed for middle school and high school students. That means sixth grade on up through 12th grade when they graduate from high school. And Wellspring Students exist for one reason. You want to guess what it is? To help children and parents have the best start possible at introducing kids to Jesus and helping them fall in love with him. This is why we exist. Because we want to see those who are far from God become passionate followers of Jesus, and that includes every kid. Your kids, my kids, your neighbor's kids. We want to help kids give the best start possible with Jesus because we know and we passionately believe that it is what is best for them. It's going to be the best life possible. And so we have very specific strategies to help personalize their faith development, their spiritual development. And I could talk about these strategies all day long. Like I said, this is something I'm incredibly passionate about. It is what I do. But I'll give you just three. I want to tell you some of the strategies that we use to partner with parents to help create environments where Jesus can be discovered. One of them is this: fun. Did you know fun was a strategy? Fun is a strategy. We have fun on purpose. That means that we do fun games and we do fun storytelling and engaging storytelling and skits, and we have fun music because fun is critical in breaking down barriers. Fun is what keeps kids wanting to come back so that we can build relationships with them. And relationships is another one of our strategies. We have some of the best, I'm talking about the best, most brightest individuals who serve in Wellspring Kids and Wellspring Students. They are incredibly fun people, way more fun than I am. They are the most patient, most nurturing people who serve in our family ministries. And they are volunteers. They don't show up here on Sundays and Wednesday nights because they get paid to be here. They show up here because they care about building relationships with kids that will point them to Jesus. And on top of that, they're incredibly consistent. They show up here week in, week out, and we let people know who want to serve in our family ministry. We let them know right off the top that consistency is key. It is critical. And I want to camp out here for just a minute, because our volunteers are incredibly consistent at being available to serve with kids and students on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis. Because consistency is critical in building trusted relationships where love is developed, where respect is developed, and where ears begin to open to the truth of the gospel. But their consistency only matters. Their consistency only matters to kids and students who show up here regularly and participate frequently. And I don't say that to step on any toes, but I say that to help you understand that consistency is critical in developing relationships that allow entryway into teaching the gospel. And sometimes we will have parents who come to us right before their kids transition into middle school, and they're panicked because they're worried about their friends going into middle school. And can I tell you something? Those friendships start forming early. Early intervention is critical in faith, and it's critical in friendship. So consistency is key, not just in developing relationships with leaders, but it's critical in developing relationships with peers. And I can't think of a better place for your kids to meet friends who are going to play a critical role as they move into middle school and high school. It starts early, early intervention. The earlier they start, the more meaningful those relationships will be. And I promise you, I can tell you from experience, my kids have two in high school now and one that's a year away from middle school. And those relationships do play a meaningful part in their role, their life in middle school and high school. Relationships are very, very impactful and very critical. And so we place a high, high value on them, and it's part of our strategy. Another one of our strategies is curriculum. We have a monthly plan that not only teaches kids the truth of the Bible, but the application of that truth. Because knowledge is meaningless unless it matters, unless it means something to you. And so we do fun, engaging things to help kids relate to what they're learning in a way that is understandable to them, that's age appropriate. And this curriculum is important for parents to know about because this is your jumping off point at home. You take what they're learning in Wellspring Kids and Wellspring Students, and you're able to continue the conversation at home. And we have an app that I want to tell you about. It's called the ParentQ app. If you don't have this app, go download it right now. It is a free app, and it is the best way to stay connected to what our kids are learning here at Wellspring every single week. Because it tells you exactly what their lesson is, exactly what their verses are that they're learning about. It gives you things to talk to them about at home. And what I love is it helps you count down how much time you have with them until they graduate high school. My 16-year-old has 105 weeks left until she leaves our house, if she moves out, which she will. And that's not meant to scare you. That countdown is not meant to scare you. It's meant for you to be intentional and strategic about the time that you have left with your kids so that you can make absolutely sure you're doing everything you can to give them the best start possible. Why am I telling you all this? Here's why I'm telling you this, because I want you to know from my heart why we do what we do here, and that we do it with a great amount of intentionality and a great amount of thought and strategy, because we understand that lives hang in the balance, and we are not content to settle for anything less than the best for your kids. We are not content to settle for anything less than the best. We are so passionate about helping kids discover Jesus and fall in love with him. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're skeptical and you're thinking, well, you just want to get kids into church. And that's not it. Our passion and our purpose is to get kids into Jesus. Okay? because a life with Jesus is the best life possible, and their lives hang in the balance. And it's like we've been saying, a good start isn't good enough when lives hang in the balance. Only the best will do. And it just so happens that our heavenly, gracious, loving Father agrees with us. He gives us this instruction from Proverbs 22:6, start children off on the way they should go, not just as a command, not just as an instruction, but he gives us a promise. This is what he says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Do not miss what God is saying here. He's saying, if you start children off well, it will be fruitful. Nothing is more important than giving our children the best start possible in which direction? With whom? With Jesus. Nothing is more important than giving them the absolute best start possible at a life with Jesus. And he doesn't say it might work. He makes us a guarantee. This is a promise. It's a promise. Imagine if right now you could guarantee that your children were going to have the most fulfilling, most abundant life you could possibly imagine for them. The fact of the matter is you can. You can guarantee that, not because of who you are, but because of who you can point him to. Not because of who we are, but because of who we can help you point them to. Life with Jesus is better. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not just hearsay. We've been doing this long enough now as a church that we can put proof to this promise. First of all, I am proof to this promise, as a matter of fact. Like many of you in this room probably, my parents brought me to church from the moment I was born. They had me in the door every single week. Every single week. And I'm part of that 48% that put my faith in Jesus and began a relationship with him before the age of 12. And as I grew up, there were times when I lost interest in church. There were times when I ignored God. There were times when I had questions about my faith, but I kept coming back to Jesus. And I am convinced that it is because my parents chose a church that was heavily invested in lives that hung in the balance. They did everything they could at home to teach me about God, but they partnered with a church who was heavily invested in the next generation and cared deeply about pointing me to Jesus over and over and over and over again. Every time I stumbled, it wasn't just my parents that came alongside me. There were other people who came along to point me back to Jesus. And because of that, I'm standing right here today, living the best, most fulfilling life I could ever possibly imagine for myself because of Jesus and because of other people who were invested in my life. Some of you know that we just took a group of students to camp a few weeks ago, Wellspring Student Camp. We took 120 students and 50 adults who took time off of their work, away from their families, to create incredible environments for students and to spend time with students and to lead them towards a relationship with Jesus, to invest in their relationship with the living God. Of those 50 leaders who went, 6 of them were former students. Kids who grew up coming to Wellspring Students in middle school and high school, 6 of them took time out of their summer to come back and lead those who are younger than them because they had an opportunity to grow in their faith through middle school and high school, and now their faith with Jesus has matured to such a point that they are discovering how they can make an impact and invest in young people to give them the best start possible. That doesn't just happen. That happens because they were given the opportunity for the seeds of their faith to grow in the formative years of their life. And now they're investing in the next generation. Some of you watched the baptism that we did at students. We baptized 17 students at camp, which was incredible. If you watched it, you know I was incredibly emotional because I know a lot of those stories and the people and the parents who've invested in those kids, and it was just overwhelming to be a part of it and to witness that. But I want to share with you one story that I believe is such a clear picture and proof of this promise right here from Proverbs 22. And I want to show you a picture. This is David Kelly, who you met this morning. He helped start our service and welcome us here today. David is Trey's son. He's our lead pastor's son, if you don't know Trey and Danielle. And he's their oldest son, and I have known David since the day he was born. I went to the hospital and held him in my arms on the day he was born. And David's parents are pastors, but they're also good friends of ours, and I can tell you they haven't done anything out of the ordinary or magical with their kids except bring them to Wellspring Kids and do their best to teach them about God's love at home. And David is just an ordinary guy. I mean, he's cool, but he's just like your kids. He's no different than your kids, and he's one of my daughter's best friends. They've had class together every year since they were in kindergarten. And I can tell you, I've spent enough time around David to know that he gets in trouble at home. He gets in trouble at school. He said I could tell you he's even been suspended a few times. We'll keep that in this room, of course. He gets in trouble at church. He's been in trouble by me at church a few times. He's an ordinary kid whose parents gave him the best start possible by bringing him to Wellspring Kids from the time he was very young, from the start of Wellspring Church, as a matter of fact. And now he serves in Wellspring Kids as a student, as a high schooler. And for the last 2 years, he's been serving in our fourth and fifth grade room here at Wellspring Kids on Sunday mornings at the 11 o'clock service. And he had the opportunity to meet this young man, Ashton Brown. Ashton will be a sixth grader this year. And this year was his first time going to Wellspring Student Camp. I told you I was going to cry. And while he was there, he made a decision to make his faith public and be baptized. And he asked David to baptize him at camp. Because David's had an opportunity to invest in him and get to know him a little bit. A high schooler who grew up in this church, who now has an opportunity to invest in others. And I guarantee you, I will bet all the money in my bank account, which probably isn't a lot, that David and Ashton will never forget that experience. It will be a mile marker in both of their faith stories that they will look back on, and it will keep them coming back to Jesus again and again and again. That is proof that when we start children off well, when we give them the best start possible, they will not turn from it. Children are going to stumble. They're going to wonder from time to time. They might lose interest. They will undoubtedly have questions about faith and about God and about the Bible. But God promises us that if we start them well, it will be fruitful. And we at Wellspring Church are not content to settle for anything less than the best because we know that lives hang in the balance. Your children, my children, the next generation are the future of our community. They are the future of this church. They are the future of our country. They will be the next parents. They will be the next doctors and nurses, and they will be the next business leaders and educators in our community. And so we're not content to just let good be good enough. We are not content to let the faith of the next generation be good enough. We want the best for them. And we are absolutely determined to give them the best start possible. God says, start children off on the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it. And as we've been saying, a good start isn't good enough when lives hang in the balance. And the lives of our children do hang in the balance when it comes to their relationship with Jesus. And so we are committed to only doing our very, very best to capture them at an early age, not just to get them into church, but to get them into Jesus. Because he can give them more than we could ever possibly imagine or dream up for our kids. And so as we close today, I want to challenge you to ask yourself this question. Am I currently doing everything I can to provide the best start possible for the next generation? Am I doing everything that I can to give the best start possible? If you are good, keep it up. God is faithful. Do not give up on him. He is faithful to fulfill his promise. But if the answer to this question is no, what could you change? Maybe you're a parent who's been hesitating to give your children the best start possible because you're afraid you're going to force beliefs on them. You're afraid you're going to push them away from God, or you've thought maybe faith can wait. And here's where we could agree. Their faith decision, their belief in Jesus has to be their choice. They have to believe it in their own heart and confess it with their own mouth. But why would you not bring them to an environment where they're going to have the best possible shot at learning the truth of the Bible, at being introduced to other people who love Jesus passionately and are committed to having the best life possible with him? Why would we not give them that opportunity? Maybe you've just been watching online at home, and I'm going to tell you something. The pandemic changed things for us. We have a pretty great online experience, and I'm not denying that, but it's not what's best for kids. What's best for kids is to be here in Wellspring Kids on Sunday mornings in an environment that is tailored to their personal needs, their learning style, and their age. Maybe you're here this morning and you are nodding along with everything I'm saying. You are on the same page with me and you love it and you're all in. I want to challenge you to consider if God might be calling you to be a part of our vision and strategy for the next generation. You might be a person that he wants to use to invest in the faith of young people and to help them have the best start possible at knowing Jesus. If that's you, sign up to serve in family ministries, because you never know how God might use you to launch a relationship with Jesus with a kid or a student or maybe even a whole family. If you are not raising children currently in this phase of your life, I just want you to know this from my heart. Next week, Trey's going to talk about our mission as a church, but I wanted to take today for you to hear from me about who we are for the next generation. We want to be known for what we're for. We are for young people. We are for the next generation. And if you are investing your time and your talent and your treasure here, we want you to know that. And we want you to know that we have a plan and a strategy to do so. What could be better? What could possibly be better than giving the best start possible to the next generation? Let's pray together. Oh Lord, thank you so much for being the living God that we worship. Thank you that you are alive and you are real and we can trust everything that your word says. Thank you that we can trust the promise of your word that when we start children off well, it will be fruitful. They will not turn from it. God, I pray that you would just convict and correct us when we stray from the path for you. Would you bring us back to your truth? Would you help us to be confident in what is best for our children and to lead them with confidence to that end? God, I thank you for every person in this church who is invested in young hearts. And I just pray that we will continue to be absolutely sold out at doing everything that we can to give kids the best start possible at a relationship with you, that they will taste and see how good you are, God. It is in your son's name that we pray. Amen.